At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, just really quick, I was thinking about this with the UCLA Gonzaga ending. Before we get into Lamar Jackson. Unbelievable ending, right? We watched Julian Strother hit a three from the logo with 7 seconds left. UCLA comes from down 9 with a minute 45 left to go to take the lead after they were up big and gave it away. And Drew Timmy has one of the great games in NCAA tournament history. It was absolutely outstanding. And it's a game that ended, you know, somewhat late, right? You're talking about after 12:30 on the East Coast. And it got me thinking back to when I was a kid. And obviously when, like, I would watch – because I watched the Mets all the time. You know, I never had to worry about football on Sundays. And the Mets, when they played in the West Coast, it was – okay, it was always just way too late, right? Because it would start at 10:30 at night and I would find out the next day. But I always – I have this vivid memory as a kid of Monday Night Football – and the regional games in the NCAA tournament, right? Because this is the first game. Like, usually the first couple of days, you watch the whole day, but, you know, there's a comes time where you can leave and, you know, I'm watching the games, but I'm leaving now and I don't need to. If you're watching your team, you're waiting for your team specifically. But generally those first couple of days, Thursday and Friday, you start watching early, you end. Maybe you watch late till the end. Maybe you don't. But I have this vivid memory of the two things the most, Monday Night Football and the regional games of the NCAA tournament, where I had to go to bed It would just be foreign to me to read the outcome of a game after I would watch the first half of something. And, like, you know, the Monday Night Football game was like 10-7 at halftime. It's like, boy, neither team can score. And the final score is like 35-33. It's like, how did that happen? And, you know, NCAA tournament the same way. It's like, oh, man, halftime it was this blowout game and UCLA was up big. And then I wake up the next day and go, Gonzaga won and they hit a shot at the buzzer. There's this huge disconnect I have for those specific sports, Monday Night Football and NCAA tournament regional games, because those are the tops when I always had to go to bed early and wake up the next day to find out who won. There was no like going to bed and being, you know, watching it on your phone or, you know, under the sheets where I could just go, you know, I didn't have that. It was, you were watching it on TV or you went to bed. That was it. That was it. You had two choices to watch a game.
We made a lot of bargains and then we paid for it.
I promise you'll be staying up and watch this whole game. I'll go to bed at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
It wasn't a pay it forward about what time you were going to bed in any other day. It was that you're not going to act like an ass in the morning when it's time to go to school. You're not going to act like an ass in school. Or when you come home, you will be the decent, respectable child that I raised. Or some words with some curse words in there and some variants to that. But, you know, it's a family show, so we got to keep it clean. But the idea was, all right, yeah, you could stay up. Monday Night Football, whatever, have at it. Most of the time you'd pass out on the floor, and that'd be fine. TV would get shut off. You'd wake up in the middle of the night looking around going, what the hell happened? You have no idea what happened to the game, nor where your family went and why they abandoned you to the floor of the living room. But you either acted well or you didn't. And for us, if you didn't, a wooden spoon was probably going to be sacrificed.
Oof.
And so stirring the spaghetti sauce the next time around was going to be a little difficult. And it was going to be your fault because you stayed up to watch the stupid Jets on Monday Night Football.
I can't look at that spoon. Why? I got bad memories. Come on.
Get broken over us.
Just use a colander. Oh, it's a new spoon.
You don't want to get hit with a colander? What the hell are you talking about?
No, I mean like to make the spaghetti in. Without saying hit, get hit with a colander.
You're not stirring it with a colander.
Smith, so were you sleeping for the Testaverde game on Monday night or no?
Oh, no. Come on. I was, you know, come on. Once I got to college, it was like, no one's telling me when to go to bed ever again. It was all good. And even in later years of high school, really, that was what it was. But like when I was a kid, when I was, you know, growing up and just starting to watch college basketball when I was, you know, 8, 9, 10, because the first time I really got into college basketball was Magic and Larry, right? That was the first Final Four where I was like, whoa, this is really cool. And look, that was the game that spawned on college basketball and its excellence. So for that kind of time, from Magic and Larry, which was 79, into like the midway part of the 80s, all those games, I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss the rest of this game. I don't going to know what's going to happen tomorrow. All right, that's fine. I'll just wake up and tell me. And that was it. Those two sports specifically, I had the vivid memories of. Monday night football, forget it. Because the game started at like, you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30 sometimes. Forget. I wouldn't even make it to halftime.
We did get that hour bonus in the Midwest. So
I would even get halftime. We'd be like, to go to bed. But it's only the middle of the second quarter. Time to go to bed. Okay, well. All right, well, it's 7-6. How did it go? 24-23 was the final. There was a controversial play at the end of the game. And I would always get into school, and I would say, oh, man, who won last night? Right? That was like, who won? And then my friends go, oh, man, this happened. I'm like, you could stay up late to watch that? And they're like, yeah, come on, you didn't get to stay up that late? And I'm like, wow. And then I was jealous. And then I realized, oh, these guys probably, if their parents have no discipline for them, oh, they're not even going to get
it. They're going to be a bunch of lunatics.
Yeah, they're not going to make anything out of their lives. Come on, if their parents letting them stay up this late when they're 10, 11 years old, forget it. They got nothing going on in their lives. I'm the one going to college. I'm going to be the one that makes a name for myself. You guys, you live your happy right now that you watch that ending of the game. You watch Lorenzo Charles dunk live, and I had to figure it out the next day because I wasn't allowed to stay up late and I missed it.
I do enjoy that. That's really well done there. That you went directly back to Lorenzo Charles.
Because I remember that one. Like, wait, there was a dunk? Wait, what? Houston was the best team in college basketball? How did they lose this game? I don't understand. Why are they playing it so late? Why can't they start at like 7:30 at night like everybody else? Why can't they do that? So again, yes, UCLA, an absolute thriller, a game that I'm sure some people going to bed, waking up going, wow, that happened, huh? And we have a special guest coming up in a few minutes to talk about this loss by UCLA and the win by Gonzaga. But today was also a big day in the NFL because we saw some absolute craziness surrounding Lamar Jackson. And it takes a lot to take a few minutes away from the Gonzaga-UCLA ending, but this Lamar Jackson thing is insane. You probably saw over the course of the day people talking about a guy named Ken Francis. Well, who the hell is Ken Francis? Ken Francis apparently is the sometime business partner of Lamar Jackson. And the NFL had to circulate a note to all 32 teams today telling them, do not negotiate with Ken Francis on behalf of Lamar Jackson.
Well,
Francis and Jackson, like I said, business a little bit. They're trying to open a gym together.
Well, it's a gym that you can roll to the park,
yeah,
to the backyard, whatever, and then you unfold it, and you've got your mat and all the equipment you need therein.
Yeah, it's the traveling gym. It's portable gym. But apparently, the NFL is concerned that this guy is calling around talking to teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson. He is not an accredited agent, and the NFL said, hey, don't talk to this guy. Lamar Jackson put out a tweet saying, this guy doesn't represent me, with a couple of crying face emojis. So now you have Lamar Jackson. You have this story surrounding Lamar Jackson, who doesn't have an agent, but a guy that he's trying to sell some portable gym with is or is not calling around to NFL teams saying, hey, how would you like to sign Lamar Jackson? And if you don't, how would you like to get it on a portable gym? Huh? How about that?
Lamar, we get both of them for Lamar you. Posted the video. Showing how the gym works. Here I am, rolling it out. Here I am, getting my lift on. Look at this. Doing some tricep and chest work here. Let's go.
This is absolutely insane. And, you know I asked the question last night, so I guess I have to thank the fates for answering it for me, because we talked about it last night. Hey, this is going to wind up being collusion. How is nobody even calling to talk to Lamar Jackson? Right? Forget about signing him. How is no one even calling to talk to him? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because Ken's interrupting it.
Right? Well, yeah, sure. Well, these bunch of teams called about signing you to a contract, but it didn't involve the gym, so I figured I could call him back at some point.
Respect the hustle, guys.
Well, no, that's just it. You got to have someone that's on your side, even if they're not accredited by the union and approved. And having gone through their training and certification process. Quote, stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me, Jackson tweeted.
Which means he did.
You are accredited and certified by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy.
Fully licensed and bonded. Shut up, boy. Nicely done.
Just think about this for a second, okay? So here's a guy calling around. Hey, Lamar Jackson is in business with a guy who may or may not be calling NFL teams to negotiate on Lamar Jackson's behalf. And Lamar Jackson puts this to bed with a tweet and a couple of crying face emojis. You want to know why Lamar Jackson isn't signed? Really? You want to know why he's not signed? Why not? Because look at what must they think of Lamar Jackson? The guy doesn't have an agent and this is happening. We're going to give this guy $250 million. This guy who was an enigma to us, wrapped in a mystery, cloaked in a question, we're going to give this guy $250 million? We're not going to do that. Lamar Jackson, this is why you need an agent, right? You want to say, I don't need an agent. No, dude, you do need an agent. Because an agent is someone who is proactive for you and is always helping to protect your image and help you at every step of the way. Right. But you don't have that. And if you really want to act as your own agent, you need to be doing that. I'm sorry. If you want to be your own agent, you need to be the team calling the Miami Dolphins or the Jets or the Falcons saying, hey, do you want me? If you don't have an agent, how can you do this? As the NFL showed you, well, you're not board certified, Mr. Plow. We can't have you. You have to take control of your career. And it's clear Lamar Jackson isn't, and he doesn't know, because this is your life, and you want all kinds of guaranteed money, and no one's calling you. So when something like this comes up, this is a big fire you got to put out. And you put it out with a statement on social media saying, he doesn't negotiate for me, ha-ha. Dude, The NFL is a big business, and teams write big checks, and they want to know that a guy they're going to give $250 million to, they don't have questions on. You don't put this controversy to bed with a fun little tweet emoji on this. This is your livelihood. This is something where this raises red flags for any team who was going to call you or potentially wanting to bring you in. They don't know anything about you. You have to take control of your career, or guess what? You're going to sit out there with no money, and the Ravens are going to say, old offer still stands. You want $130 million guarantee? Or maybe it'll be less. Maybe now it's going to be, yeah, I mean, we're not thinking about that now. We're thinking now maybe 2 or 3 years. And instead of $133 million guaranteed, we're thinking maybe $80 million guaranteed. So maybe that's kind of where we're at right now, because you wanted to go have this go up against anybody. You wanted to go out there and control the message. Hey, we were more than happy to have you do this, because we know that everything surrounding you right now is a blank show. And this whole thing is a blank show. And we know that teams are going to say, hey, Lamar, we could be, oh, well, wait a minute. So there's a guy who's calling. He's not. He's in. I mean, this should be the final wake-up moment where Lamar Jackson has to say, okay, I got to take control of my career, because this is just ridiculous, and all he's doing is hurting himself.
Yeah, the one thing I would advise, and I mean, we could do this for the next 2 hours with all the different permutations of it, but I would leave it at this. At least call Laramie Tunsil and figure out how the hell he went through his process. Right, a guy who...
Wait, which process? Which
well, he
process?
Had no agent, he just signed his new deal. So talk to him. How did you
process,
navigate this?
That's the process.
Yeah,
okay.
Trust me.
All right, good.
And can I borrow your bong mask?
Well, no, but it, right? The next great photo of Tunsil was with his novelty check going, okay, I win again.
All right, just wanted to make sure that was where you wanted it. Because I don't want to ask about the other one.
You can ask about that, too. I mean, if you got a better distribution and delivery system for what you're trying to use to motivate or put yourself in an altered state, I'd like to hear it.
Stay off the weed. Stay off the weed.
Thank you, Tyshirt.
Twitter it out about a Fresca.
It's an A-.
Duh! Mike gets swollen dome. Duh. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. He's only hurting himself. I mean, and the reaction was just ridiculous.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping your head. Hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whoa. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Jason, we are an hour away from you know.
You know.
John Wick 4. Can't wait. We're all meeting up. It's exciting. I'm just watching John Wick 2 right now on USA by Common.
I'm watching three.
How are you watching two?
Common is two. I'm watching two. Two is with Common. Three is not.
Three is with a paragraph?
No, three is Parabellum.
Exclamation
three.
Point?
Paragraph.
USA's showing three, though.
No, I'm watching two. I just watched the Common fight. I'm watching two right now. Maybe, you might be on a different feed.
We're in a different universe.
I'm watching two right now. He just.
We're on the real USA, yeah.
No. He just got
USA.
Common. Yeah. The 75-minute fight scene with Common is over. Now John Wick is moving on.
Oh, you're on the USA, not USA.
Yeah.
USA.
What about Uwe Blob?
We got a special UCLA guest coming up in a few minutes to help us break down the loss to Gonzaga in the Sweet 16.
Hello, everyone.
How about a really big hot take on LeBron James?
Let's go.
That is not really hot, but I kind of have to say it now because people are just going to pick it up.
He fakes his injuries.
No, that would be very, very hot. That
allegedly
would be really hot. I mean,
slanders.
Oh, boy.
That's he wears sunglasses at night.
That is such a hot
I don't know, man. Just somehow he breaks the record and all my shoe, my foot, uh-huh.
No,
if he'd exploded a shoe like Zion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that would be, yeah, no, you're right.
Well, it takes talent to do that, Mike.
That would be a hot take. That would be very hot. But.
He's on fire. Get a TO, baby.
We had a LeBron James situation today that makes me feel like the Lakers have moved past him. And they're done with LeBron. All right. Today there was the report the Lakers had that LeBron is working his way back, potentially could come back and play the final week of the regular season. He's been out with an injury since February 26th, and he's not back at basketball activities to the point where he's ready to come back, but they're hopeful in the last week of the season he can come back. Okay, great, right? Sounds great. All right, LeBron James can come back, and he can come back last week of the season and help the Lakers. All right, great. And then this came out from LeBron on social media following that report. Quote, "There wasn't an evaluation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, three times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength whenever that is. God bless you all, sources. I speak for myself." So now you're at the point where it's LeBron versus the Lakers when it comes to the health of a player. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier in the show. We've seen that before where a player's health, they differ with the team as to when a guy can come back. And we saw it with Jamal Murray. We've seen it with Ben Simmons. We've seen it with lots of teams. Mm-hmm. But this feels like the Lakers are ready to be done with him. Because I told you, the injury when it happened in February was such a big deal because that was the injury where you understood, okay, you can't count on LeBron anymore. You can't. He just can't stay healthy, right? At this point in his career, he can't stay. And every time he's on the floor, it's a bonus. But he just can't stay healthy. But now the Lakers, who needed him for this last stretch run, now suddenly I can't play. And when are you coming back? I don't know. It feels like they're done. You see the energy around the team, the attention to Austin Reeves last night starting. You know, he and D'Angelo Russell had a huge game combined for 50 points. And it was Austin Reeves. How does LeBron come back now? And some people are starting to talk about that on Twitter. How does LeBron come back? it feels like the Lakers are done. Like they know they've gotten everything they could get out of him. This was the last thing they wanted. Hey, get back and get us into the playoffs this year. Because they know now, okay, well, what's left for LeBron to do? But now that's out the window, and they know that, okay, we've gotten everything we've gotten out of him, and LeBron has to know, I've gotten everything I can get out of the Lakers, right? Because the Lakers wanted LeBron to come in, win a championship, win multiple championships. But he's come in, he's won one, he broke Kareem's scoring record, and that's kind of it. With LeBron in the lead, look at the Lakers. They can barely make the playoffs. They can barely make the playoffs.
They're the ninth seed.
From LeBron's perspective, it's, okay, I got there. I won a championship, and I paid that debt. And now I'm about my career individually. I'm about what's after my career. I'm about playing with Bronny. I'm about individual things. I'm about winning scoring titles. But winning? No, LeBron is not really about winning like he was earlier in his career. So it's like both sides understand LeBron is still hoping I'm going to get what I get out of the Lakers next couple of years. But the Lakers, they feel like they're done with him. And now it's going to be messy because are they going to really try to move on from him in the offseason? Are they done to the point where, hey, we need to get you to another team. You need in the offseason to start. You want to play your last couple of years in Cleveland or with somebody else in Bronny? You got to go someplace else because we're seeing this team respond differently without you. And that's a thing. When you're out, look at what Anthony Davis did in November. You're out now. Look at what Anthony Davis is doing when it's his team. Look at what Austin Reeves is doing now that you're not playing.
MVP.
It feels like the Lakers are done with LeBron and they're ready to move on. And the events of the last few weeks from his injury to now, it just feels like, all right, it's going to get real messy really soon with a divorce that feels like it's inevitable.
Yeah, I think one of the big things here, and we tie it to Aaron Rodgers, something Frostburg, you know, has been talking about a little bit and we've bandied about, is Rodgers did the same thing, right? Blank you, Shefty, blank you, you're cool, I'm out. And LeBron kind of piggybacking and echoing those sentiments very much here. He doesn't tell you anything, just like Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it'll all be revealed. Same thing here with LeBron James. Like, hey, there was no date today. There was no timetable. There's nothing. And I'm not giving you anything more than that, but I am going to shout from the rooftop that all these guys are wrong and erroneous. Woj and Shams. You didn't even give it to Shams. Terrible. Two guys that normally you don't question, and now I have to question everything. I'm in an alternate universe. But it's just that reality for LeBron of, well, I'm not playing. Reeves has become a story. You want to talk about a guy that every day, it's like when you were day trading at the height of the internet bubble, right? When Yahoo was at $400 a share, Google was coming public, all of that stuff, and everybody's losing their mind. Apple shares started going nuts, and you're day trading, and you're all excitable, but you gotta parse through the noise, right? You gotta make it stop, and that's what Austin Reeves' contract is doing right now every day. Wait, it went up again and again, and now it's about him, and it's about this ragtag group of misfits led by Reeves and Anthony Davis that might actually get them to the playoffs without LeBron? You think he's going to sit back and talk about, yeah, he might come back in the final week? Yeah, maybe. No, this was, I own this story. Whatever in the front office is leaking these details, like you, man. I control the narrative. I decide.
I'm the danger.
I am the danger. Exactly.
But really, it looks like these last 2 months, like today and after the injury, was, this is a pretty big deal, man. They feel like they're done with LeBron. Like, okay, man, it's time. And now, really, it's going to be so incredibly messy because, you know, the Lakers are going to want to feel like they're pushing the issue. LeBron's going to want to make it feel like he's in charge of it. It's going to be messy, man. And I don't mean Lionel Messi. I mean messy with a Y at the end. Woof.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Joining us now on the hotline, he is a UCLA Learfield host, Big West host. He's on Twitter, at Brian Fenley. It's our coworker and friend and UCLA alum who's ready to talk about this huge gag fest the Bruins had in the second half of this game. Brian Fenley, how are you, my friend?
Wait, UCLA basketball, they had a game today?
Hey!
Hey!
They played?
Hey! Hey!
Guys, you know what I feel like right now? I feel, if you want to look into my soul, I feel like I'm Adam Morrison 17 years ago doing a bad yoga pose, army crawling at center court after losing in a heartbreaker to UCLA in 2006.
Wow, you don't feel worse? I thought you'd feel worse than that.
I mean,
because you had this game at halftime. You had it. You had the game.
And you blew it. I gave you a chance to go to the Elite Eight. I gave you all these tools, and you blew it.
You guys, I was going to say, you guys know that the winner of the NCAA tournament is not the best team in the country, right? All of these things have to work for you, including being healthy at this time, something that the Bruins did not have. If a Dembona was playing in this game, the star freshman phenom, freshman of the year in the Pac-12, if he plays in this game, there is no way Drew Timmy is able to do what he does. By the way, guys, how many times did Drew Timmy travel in this game and it wasn't called? Multiple times. I can't believe it.
Okay. You really want to sit here and say that Drew Timmy not getting called for travel? The guy missed the two free throws that helped gave you the game at the end, even though he had 30. What do you have? 55 points tonight? Come on.
Pretty much. But here's where things went awry, guys. And you guys know this. It was, we gave up so many second-chance opportunities. The Bruins could not get a one-and-done defensively. There was offensive rebounds after offensive rebounds. And UCLA, they thrive on quick rebounds, outlet pass, let's score in transition. But because they're giving up all of these offensive rebounds and Gonzaga's making shots, it's really hard to get the offensive rebound going when the other team is making buckets and you got to take it out of bounds and run the other way. And that was a problem. And look, I love Kenny Nuba, but he does not have the offensive tools that a Dembona has. So if you look at the scoring drought, it's because when the team gets into these droughts, it's the fast break that is able to get them to sort of rescue them and get some life, proliferate that offense. But if you can't get a rebound and push it up the floor, if you can't get a turnover and push it up the floor, you're not going to get those easy buckets. And I felt like for that nine-minute chunk, they couldn't make anything.
Spurt ability not available this game as it was last time out against Northwestern. Injuries obviously key, but in the end, you know, we were commenting on it minutes before it happened. Why is Timmy not on the foul line? You got five each. Go to work. Slap the hell out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I found it interesting that Mick Cronin's approach, especially in the first half, was not to foul Timmy or to double him, which I thought was smart because then it's, you know, where the offense is coming. It's going through him, and then you're not getting killed by a corner three and somebody late on a closeout. But and they kept talking about the depth, and I get that. But, you know, you think about it, like Jaime Hawkins and Tiger Campbell, these guys are known to be playing the whole game of games. So I'm not really throwing fatigue as something. But what I think about with Drew Timmy is, like, this guy, and I know he's won a lot and he's leading Gonzaga in scoring program history, but I just wanted a little humble pie because this guy talks so much trash to the media. And it's like, just win, and that's great. But he has to put the fuel onto the fire and then take a blowtorch to it. And so that was incentive as a UCLA fan to say, like, let's give this guy some humility. Unfortunately, we gave him something more to brag about and inflate his ego, which I don't think it can get any bigger, to be honest with you.
All right, so lastly, BF, let me ask you this. Mick Cronin's got to go now, right?
No.
He had a good run.
Hey, you're jealous. Syracuse would die to have Mick Cronin as their coach. And you know that, Mr. Smith.
Listen, I don't have to worry about tournament heartache in Syracuse because we don't make it. So I'm fine, man. I'm absolutely fine. You're the one that's going to be up tonight, not able to go to sleep, and I'm going to be one watching John Wick 4 in the theater.
Because everybody hurts.
Yeah, but I'll leave you with this, guys. This is Exhibit A on why you don't get too emotionally attached to the sports teams you love, because heartbreakers take a toll emotionally on us. So you take them with a grain of salt, and it still hurts. But that's why it's so hard, especially if you, Jason, with all the losing teams. I don't know how you do it for your mental health and your psyche. The Jets, Syracuse, the Mets, all of them lose so much. I don't know how you do it emotionally.
All right, we're playing Brian Fenley off. Thank you very much for stopping by, BF.
We'll Thanks, guys.
Talk to you this week, buddy. See
you. Bye, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.